We are joined once again by, we are joined with Ruth Epstein of the Republican American. And I'm very, very close to naming this segment, "What's Going On Out There, Ruth?" So fair warning. What's going on out there, Ruth?
Okay. Let me tell you. The political season is heating up, as you can well imagine. There have been several forums and debates. We had one in Falls Village this past week in which the four candidates spoke. We have two running for first selectman. It's Democrat Dave Barger and Republican Greg Marlowe. Interestingly enough, they're both serving on the Board of Selectmen right now. And two newcomers seeking the seat of selectman, Judy Jacobs on the Republican side and Chris Kinsella on the Democratic side. As I've seen in most of these debates, it was very civil and respectful. Lots of topics brought up. It's affordable housing is circling its way into almost all the discussions, because without affordable housing, you don't have a lot of other elements in the town, economic development, volunteerism, and so forth. So it's not unique to Falls Village, but that was a discussion. There was also discussion on transparency and keeping people informed. Both the first selectman candidates were quite strong on that point. The question of spending time at town hall came up. Dave Barger said he will be there. He plans to be in the office. It's his job. Greg Marlowe, who also works for Century Aggregates, did say that he's still working, so Mondays he'd be in Albany, so he wouldn't be around. Other times he would be available to be called into the office when needed or to get back to people who have concerns. They talked about volunteerism and the gem of the Kellogg School in the small town, and open space and sidewalks and things you would expect to be heard at a forum. Then on Friday evening, there was another one in Kent in which only the first selectman candidates were queried, and there are three in Kent. There's Lynn Worthington, the Democrat, and two petitioning unaffiliated candidates in Martin Lindenmeyer and Rufus Durham. I should say that in Falls Village, Henry Todd is not seeking re-election. He's the incumbent. And in Kent, that is the same. Gene Speck is not seeking re-election. So we have totally open seats. In Kent, too, it was affordable housing, transparency. There was talk about Kent does not have a swimming pool, a public swimming pool, and all three spoke very highly of the need that kids should know how to swim, and they would look into seeking some sort of a facility.
This is totally random. Is that because there are some schools? I mean, the town's not allowed to make an arrangement with the different schools?
Well, interestingly enough, we have had a town pool here for years called Emory Park.
Okay.
But it's a spring-fed area,
right.
Water. and it has had some unhealthy testing, so it was closed down a couple of years ago.
I see. Okay.
So there's been no place for kids to swim locally. And this past year, for the first time, Kent School did open its pool through the Park and Recreation Commission for children to take some swim lessons. So we do have that, but people are hungering for, a summer day to have a place to swim. Not everybody has a pool.
No, this is all true. How long did it take for Falls Village to get a pool?
No, it was a long time.
I can't remember.
A beautiful facility. And it's costly. And the idea of where to put it has been a question. So That came up.
Okay. Sorry, yes. Tangential, but
please
relevant. Anyway,
yeah. And again, you know, the Kent Affordable Housing has a parcel it's looking at to put in 10 units of affordable housing, but there's been a question of whether it infringes maybe on park and rec land or town highway department land or fire department. So that while everyone agrees that affordable housing is critical, they want further study on that particular parcel. Transportation for the elderly was another thing, and that's, again, all these, you know, issues are not just pertinent to one town, but to many. We do have the Northwest Transit here twice a week, but there's a feeling that there's a need for more transportation for the elderly who need to get to doctor's appointments and shopping and things like that. So we have those two, and then this coming Wednesday we have the Cornwall Forum, and that will be at the library at 6:30. And that is, we have Gordon Ridgway, who is running for his, I believe, 17th term. I think he is the second in line in the state as being the longest CEO, if you will. And he is being challenged by Republican Casey Baird, who has been on the Board of Selectmen in the past and is seeking to become the first selectman. Again, first selectman this time. So I would encourage people in Cornwall to come out. This is being held by the Cornwall Association. Again, it's 6:30 at the library on Wednesday.
Okay.
Lots of other fun things going on. We had the Run and Wag 5K put on by the Little Guild, which is something you probably would really enjoy, Jill, as an animal lover.
Can you bring your cats?
No, they didn't see any cats.
Okay.
but there were...
FM here is picketing, but go on.
283 humans and about 83 canines participating in this race, which is really sweet. You can run by yourself or run with your dog, and there were just dogs all over. People come just to see the dogs, not even to race. But it's really a cute event, and the weather held out, and everybody seemed to have a good time, and there were all kinds of booths and information things going on. And as you will know, the Little Guild is about to begin a process of constructing a new facility. It's going to stay in the same site on Sharon Goshen Turnpike Road, but be a whole different new shelter. And it has to close down or has to move temporarily while construction is going on. And that's so all they're going to have some pods or trailers placed at Foot Field to get the animals and the people a place to stay during construction. And then that is supposed to, according to Karen Doblin, who is chairman of the board of the Little Guild, that will take place in January. They hope to move by then and start construction. So they have raised a lot of money. The Guild, Little Guild, is very popular and very well hopefully endowed by all these donations. So that was kind of a fun event this weekend.
Anything coming up that you are focused on particularly?
Coming up,
Not really.
As I said, we have the
political stuff.
Political stuff.
I just wonder, any event-wise or?
There are some things coming. There's some things coming up Saturday at the Still and Stanley Museum here in Kent with all sorts of crafts and things, and people are invited to come and see what's happening there. there is a meeting tonight. Tonight, Monday night, the Falls Village, as we called it, the doubleheader, the finance board and the select, followed by the selectmen. And I'm sure there are, except
there
for
are always other things, but just I just
except for the rain, of course, that's going to come on Saturday. I'm not sure what's going to happen there. But
so can I just say, have you noticed how miraculous thing about weather? Some it's just amazing how every weekend on Sunday they can predict a storm for Saturday.
Right, exactly.
I just find this really new. That's mm-hmm. all I'm going to say about that, because yeah. we try to keep the show diplomatic.
it has been strange, I will say. And
we'll concede strange. We'll both agree on bizarre, right. unusual.
Yeah.
And was there anything, since it doesn't seem like there's anything else from last week that needs
well,
to be touched
there
on?
Was a vigil from Project SAGE. As you know, Project SAGE was women's support services, changed its name, and that is the domestic violence facility that helps with that problem. They had a vigil in which they unfortunately memorialized those who have died at the hands of people who are violent, and they do a lot of the Project SAGE, of course, has loads of programs and very helpful to those in need, and has been a very important part of the Northwest community. So they had a vigil at Community Park in Lakeville, and it was very nicely attended. So that was nice. Mm-hmm. And, just as I say, there.
It's just political season, and people are just sort of focused on that.
That's a biggie. And there will be, other things coming up. Oh, I did want to mention the proposed Canaan subdivision. There is a subdivision application before planning and zoning to put 20 units along the Housatonic River off Honey Hill Road. It brought out 60 people the other night to a public hearing.
That's a bunch.
Yeah, that's a bunch. It was. I can't say that I heard too many people in favor of it, mostly those against, and interestingly, Tim Abbott, who is chairman of the commission, works for HVA, which is opposed to it, so he has had to recuse himself from that. So that always makes for an interesting interlude. But that will be continued on November 13th. So I would assume people will be out there again. It was quite an evening. So
again, you're a diplomat. Your diplomacy just
well, it's you have to try. We
yep.
see both sides.
Quite right.
Yeah. So, I'm sure I'm missing some things coming up. But
so you know what the good news about that is?
We can do it again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah.
So thank you very much, Ruth Epstein. And yes, with our newly named segment, I'm living with this right now.
What's I love
going,
it.
What's
love
going
it.
On out there?
It's great.
All right.
And I will keep in touch.
Perfect.
Yes.